This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Cropland. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa farmers need increased economic certainty. We'll have more right after this.
You know, a favorite trucker hat with a wedding tuxedo is certainly a unique combination, but not as crowd-pleasing of a combination as Cropland Winpack varieties. Winpack soybeans blend together two complementary varieties to help maximize yield potential and reduce risk across variable field conditions in many environments. Talk to your local Cropland retail seed expert about Winpack varieties, one of the most unique concepts in soybeans today.
As concerns continue to rise regarding the possibility of year-round E15, farmers are still having to deal with heightened economic pressures. The increased demand from year-round E15 would go a long way in helping to alleviate much of that burden. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra said farmers are obviously ready to meet increased demand for E15.
We had a record-setting production report by USDA, 17 billion bushels of corn, 4 billion bushels of soybeans. I mean, this is record-setting. So we got to have a place for it. And you start out by making sure that we get E15 year-round. That's so important. We're trying to find an avenue of where that goes. We also have to make sure that we have set two rules for RFS, meaning set our renewable volume obligations and determine the number of small refinery exemptions. I mean, both of these things create strong domestic demand for our commodities.
Feenstra also sits on the Ways and Means Committee, where they are also looking closely at the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
We have to make sure that we have a strong USMCA renewal. That's about a third of our exports that go to USMCA. But we're also looking at India. We also have several meetings this week trying to tie other countries from Africa to other Asian countries to buy more of our products, specifically corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs. This is extremely important. We've got to continue to grow our commodities, our export markets, and that's what I'm truly focused on when I sit in Ways and Means.
For more information, visit feenstra.house.gov. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Make sure to check out our morning, midday, and closing market podcasts as well. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.